Can everybody say, so we're speaking about the sugya over here. The Gemara was coming on what's happening with the drasha. We have a drasha that says, V'yatzachinam, Eliyamei. Bagris in case of Eliyamei Nairis, and over there in the drasha, the Gemara is trying to figure out what do we need Eliyamei Nairis. What do you need Bagris for? Lichter Achmana Nairis v'lo by Bagris. That's the Gemara's question. And now the Gemara says Vazev Elimet Alze, which is the Gemara says Yehave Atosh V'sach, which we explained means that even though it's somehow mashma in the lushan of the words Yatzachinam that's talking about Nairis, either in the lushan according to Rashi or in the fact of using it for the drasha of in case of Ladinzayish case of Ladacher according to Tosfos. Either way, we seem to have a mashmois that this drasha is a drasha of the words of Enkes is going on Nairis, but still, if it would only written Nairis, we would have put it for Bagris, which would have the same type of dynamic. But now the Gemara asks a question, the Gemara challenges that. That was Rava's Pshat, and Abaye challenges it and says, hold on a second. Over there, it's Trey Gufin in who? What does the Gemara mean to ask? The Gemara says that over there, over there we see Bazalil Alzeh, but you can't apply it over here. What do you want? What does the Gemara want us to do? So Rashi explains that that you can't necessarily use this technique of Bazalil Alzeh if you could have just written it Mefurish. Why don't you just write it Mefurish? Just write. So over there, it's not a problem because even if we wrote it Mefurish, we could say we have a klal of Milstasi B'Kavachomer Toch because of Lakura, because both of them really exist. Both the Toshav and the Sachir, which is Kinyan Oilim, Kinyan Shana, both exist. However, over here, where what we're trying to do is say that she goes out in Nairis, and she goes out in Bagris, so that's not really true, because once she went out in Nairis, she's never going to be there in Bagris. So therefore, it doesn't exist. Now, what do you want from the Pasuk? If they only would have written one, I would automatically assume it's Bagris. That's true. But I wanted it to write him a Furish. If you write him a Furish, then I know. And we ask the question, so what do you do with the drasha? If you write him a Furish, you want to have the drasha of Ein Kesef Ladin Zeresh Kesef Ladin Acher. Somehow you have to make that drasha that doesn't bother us. Either write that the Nairis Yatzachinam, or write a different drasha for Kesef, whatever it might be, but the point is you can't do this. This is out of bounds. This is illegal. You cannot write something that doesn't exist. That's what the Gemara suggests. So comes Abaye and says, Enacham, we don't need it for that. We need it for the Yitzhiya of Bagur the Islandess, which is the other, is an example where you could go out even without having any type of Nairis, right? Any type of Simani. The way he explained it was, can it have any Simani Nairis? As opposed to in the case of Bagur the Islandess, where there is no Simani Nairis at all, we said that maybe it has its own type of simanim, but doesn't have its own simanim. That's the case when you go straight from katnus to godless. Now we said, even according to Tosfos, that says that in a case when you get your simanim later, so you also don't have nairis, but you do have the simanim nairis, which we explained that according to this mandorma, the simanim is what's being mighty as opposed to the actual nairis. Yaakov, you have your marmakoymis here. Can I? Yes, this is marmakoymis. Akoponim. So that's what the Gemara. So the Gemara has an issue with this teretz. Also, the Gemara says v'laf kal v'chaymeru. Even though we said before that anytime it's milsa asik kal v'chaymer torach v'kasa v'lakura, but still the Gemara says that we'd rather come up with a different answer. So therefore, he's come up. We say it's talking about ikur zmini the islandess. Really, what we're saying is over here is just the fact that an islandess can at all become an amma, because I would think that maybe only one something that has siman ayinus is good zmini, but something that doesn't have siman ayinus is not zmini. Therefore, kamash malon. That is the third pshat, and the Gemara says. Now the Gemara says, Tana maisi la mehacha. Says the Gemara that you're saying that we're learning out the din of kedusha kesef from the din of Yatzachinam and Kesef. But Tana Ma'aselam Ehalcha, this haste that this we brought Yatzachinam and Kesef was Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, who's an Amoira, and the Tana brings it from someone else. Who's the Tana? So we explain the Tana is Tana of our Mishnah. Where does it say that? Because our Mishnah says Yishon Niknis. We explain the Lashon Niknis is Mishum Debo Yikimis Nikesef. Kesef Minolan Gama Kicha Kichomis Mistei Ephron. Therefore, the Tana of our Mishnah is clearly learning it from kicha kicha. Now it's interesting because we don't really have to bring the entire pasuk. Gemara brings a lot. Rashi explains what does it mean. Rashi is explaining why does the Gemara have to bring so much. The reason is because we're trying to show that there's a get over here. Why? Because that's kedushin. Kedushin is, and this is a support for the Ran, that the Ran said in the beginning of our Masechta, Isha Niknis La Tzricha Mimeno Get. This is Rashi also seemed to be saying that the definition of Kedushin is that it has a get. Therefore, the Pasuk, the Gemara, has to bring the rest, the end of the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, So the Gemara, what do we need a pasuk for? The Chayitz Akal v'Chayim Erma. I'm every Yisheni Nikus Bebia, Nikus Bekesef, Zush Nikus Bebia. In addition, Tiknei Bekesef. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara is making a Kal v'Chayim. The Gemara says because Bia is not. The Yevama is not Nikus Bebia. So we spoke about the question the Rishonim asked, which is that why does it affect us that Yevama is not Nikus Bebia? Yevama is not Nikus Bebia because I'm sorry. Why is that Amma is not Nikus Bebia? Amma is not Nikus Bebia because Amma doesn't have any type of Bia. Any type of Kiddushin in Amma. So Atmos Yosef says that Amma also has Kiddushin because it has Yud. But the Rishonim asked this question. Obviously, seem to say that that's not considered, as we saw in Tosis on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Yud is not a part of the actual Kenyan, that's just an outgrowth of the Kenyan. So therefore, it's obvious that Yevam is not going to have Bia. So how do you have a Kal v'Chomer over here at all? That was the question that we asked. So we said two different answers. Either it's not really a Kal v'Chomer, it's really just a Mamatzin, which is very not mashma in the Gemara. See that how bothered the Rishonim are by this question, that they can have to say something like the of that sort. Or we could say Echanami, that would have been one answer, but we could have, the Gemara is a different answer, which we were bothered by, instead of a question for Rabbi Yosher ben Soloveitchik. He said that he said over a story from a Chassidish Rebbe that asked, why does Lech Lecha have two cheses? And he said, Chassid said, Rebbe, it doesn't have two cheses. He said, that's one teretz. You have nocha teretz. We said that you can't have nocha teretz, that type of, if the kasha is nishkin kasha, you can't have another teretz. So what are we saying over here? Yeah, that you have another teretz to the Kal v'Chomer. It says nishkin Kal v'Chomer. So what's going on? That was the question that we asked. Those are the three mahalchim that we had. Either Mishum Yid, or it really means Mamatzinu, or that over here, the Gemara had a different answer. But we have another question, which Rabbi Aaron Yehuda Leib Steinman asked over here. It's according to what we had said, that really the kesef of the Mishnah, Kesef Kiddushin is not real Kesef Ishus. As we mentioned, that we really it's just Kesef Nesina, Lashon of the Ramam, Ki Yitin Dabar Biyada Isha. If that's true, if we would have wanted to learn it from Amma, then it would have clearly been regular Kesef Kinyan, Lashon of Kesef Miknasai. It would have been regular Kesef Kinyan. So how can we say that over here that we don't need the Lima, learn it from the Kal v'Chomer? If you learn it from the Kal v'Chomer, it would change the dynamic of the Kiddushin. That's the question that they asked. And we wanted to suggest perhaps the Teretz is that in a Hanami, you're right, that's perhaps what would have happened. But we're not looking to we could have Taka said that, but as we saw that the Gemara is looking for a reason why the Kal v'Chomer is not a Kal v'Chomer. You could have said if I would have learned from there, I would have had a different outcome because it would have had a different dynamic. But over here. The Gemara is really looking to undress the Kal v'Chomer, to take out the Kal v'Chomer from innovating. That'll be the answer to a bunch of questions we asked. That if you learn from the Kal v'Chomer, you're going to have Shnei Slime. Maybe you're not Shnei Slime. If you learn from the Kal v'Chomer, you could say, then we could have somehow slugged it up, said that it doesn't have Bia. So the Rishonim say we have a different Teretz. Milsa asked the Kal v'Chomer, talk because of the Kal. We see anyway, this Kal v'Chomer is not really the Kal v'Chomer that we're asking because we have a problem that we should really want the Kal v'Chomer to be in exclusion to the Pasuk. We're just saying, show me why the Kal v'Chomer is not a real good Kal v'Chomer. And that's why over here we're suggesting that maybe in a Chanami, if it would have been learned from a Kal v'Chomer, then the dynamic of the Kiddushin would have been different. We said that even that Fikei Yam says that the Kiddushin Kesef is not regular Kinyan, and the Chaim Elizah says Kiddushin Kesef is not regular Kinyan, so it's not really only our Kiddush. Al Kopanim, we continued and we said, the Gemara says that it's not a Pircha, it's not a problem because I'll shlug it up from Yevama. The Gemara says, Yevama tochich shenikas bebiya v'ena nikas bekesef. Mal Yevama shekein ena nikas b'shtar. Toim ezu shenikas b'shtar. So we didn't speak about this in Shir at length, but the Rajbe asked the question, what is the difference between ena nikas b'shtar? The fact is that Yevama is ena nikas when it comes to kesef. So the Rajbe explains, because what the Gemara means to say is that really Yevama has no shaychus to Kinyan. Because Yevama is already zekuko v'imedes, so therefore it has no shaychus to Kinyan. What Yevama is trying to do is something other than Kinyan. Yevama is trying to do the Gemara because it's Kukov HaMedes. Therefore, you can't include it into this picture of, you know, what's Kaina, because Yevama anyway is not, that's what the Gemara means to bring out. If it doesn't work Shtar, it doesn't work Kesef, it's clearly because it's not a Kinyan Dika Raid. It's not a Kinyan Dika Zach. The Gemara says, Me'ikra Dedina Pircha. Gemara says that what we're really asking over here is a question from, we have to know why is it called Me'ikra Dedina. We'll speak about that, Beis Hashem, hopefully in the next year. But it's Me'ikra Dedina Pircha Mali Le'oma Sheken Yoitza Bekesef. And therefore, Matoimer Bizu, that Ish is not Yoytze Bekesef. So he said, Rashi says, and that's what Rashi seems to say. Rashi seems to say we're zeroing in on the Kesef element of it. As opposed to Toysus, the Marsha's Medaik, Toysus says that, you could have said that also. In other words, the fact that it's nothing unique about the fact that it's Yoytze Bekesef, it's the fact that it has many Yitzias. So the focus over here is that Amma is different because it has many Yitzias. As opposed to Rashi, focuses Amma as Kesef in the Yitzia, Amma is going to have Kesef in the Knesset. What's the Machlokas Rashi and Toysus? We mentioned from the Sefer Rishima Shurim, which is Rav Kalmanson, he brings a different Machlokas Rashi and Toysus. Later on, the Rashi and Toysus have a Machlokas. How do we know that you could be Kainan Amma Bekesef? So the Pasuk says, the Hifta, and to which Rashi says, if you could be Poided, obviously you were Kainan Bekesef. And the Rishonim say, why is that true? Maybe you're Kainan Beshtar and you're Poided with Kesef. Clearly, Rashi learns that it's impossible to be Poided something with Kesef if you are Kainan it with a different Kenyan. The Pidyon has to reflect, has to be a offset kind of the original Kenyan. What does that mean? So he said, the Pshat is according to Rashi, what you're doing when you're doing Giroi and Kesef is you're undoing the original Kenyan. You are. I don't remember the exact question we used. You're undoing the original Kenyan, and you're, it's a refund. So therefore, I want my money back. So therefore, you give your money back. So it has to be the same Kenyan. No, it's, if you're trying to do this, trying to undo the original Kenyan, the original Kenyan with the Mishtar giving the Kesef is not going to undo the original Kenyan. If the original Kenyan was with Kesef, you can undo it with Kesef. That's Rashi's Shita. So Rashi holds that the Kenyan and the Giroyan are very intimately connected. They're very strongly connected. Mashenkin, according to Tosis, Tosis learns that what you do by Giroyan is you can be kind to yourself back, Baal Korchan. It's a new Kenyan. So the original Kenyan was with Mishtar, the new Kenyan is with Kesef. Why not? So what's derived from opinion? You see that Kenyan works on the way out, so Kenyan's going to work on the way in. Not because that it has to be that way, but it makes sense that once we see Kenyan works, Kenyan works. I'll call upon him. Now that we have this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, and the Sefer Rishim Shurim has other nafkuminis, so now we can say that's the Pshat over here also. Rashi says, Hoyeva Kesef Chashav Leftoisa Chashav Nam Leknoisa. Rashi learns that, listen, if I want to make Giroyan for an Eved, I need to make Giroyan. So what is that going to be Machayev me to do? I'm going to have Kesef Kenyan. Hoyeva Kesef Chashav Leftoisa. I want to do Kesef Pidyon Chashav Nam Leknoisa. I'm going to have to do Kesef. I'm going to have Kesef Kenyan. That's Rashi. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, you can't say that. Because just because you want to do Kesef Giroyan doesn't mean you need to have Kesef Kenyan. It could be kind of a star and you could do the Giroyan with Kesef. So therefore, Tosfos says, that's not what the Gemara is doing, Ikrid Adin. All the Gemara is coming to say is, it's Yoytze B'Sheish, V'Yoyevel V'Simanim. That's it. So according to Rashi, the Ikrid Adin of Pircha is more intense than it is according to Tosfos. We'll continue with that and more, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully tomorrow.